JJHI.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
bussin'
and
on God for real, for real.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Oh. Oh, thank you so much. No, really. Yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, very kind of you. No, thank you so much. Yeah. That's right. I'm JJ Head here on JJHI Radio, and you've joined us, thankfully, for a thought-provoking evening, I hope. What'd I say, I hope? I know it's going to be thought-provoking. We're going to be talking about slang in the 20s. The 2020s. It's a new year. It's a new JJHI Radio. It's January 4th, the first Wednesday of January. You made the conscious decision to click on the play button to listen live, or you scrolled down and clicked, I want my damn podcast. Either way, we're glad you joined us. Stay tuned for more fun, please.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box dried goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
OnlyFans, your one-stop shop for all the stereotypical fans of your locale. Dallas Cowboys fans.
Come on in, Dallas Cowboys OnlyFans. We got all kinds of Dallas Cowboys fans. If you ain't a Dallas Cowboy fan, then fuck you.
How about them Cowboys?
New York Yankees fans.
Let's go.
We've got Texans fans.
I'm very disappointed in my quarterback.
Boston Red Sox fans.
Boston Red Sox. Fuck you.
Philly Eagles fans. And the quintessential Chicago Bear fans.
Yeah, I love the Bears. Holy shit.
Don't forget a special Patriots fans at half off.
Oh God, I love the New York Patriots. Football's so neat.
OnlyFans, your one-stop shop for the fans you love or hate.
Get ready. Sign up now for Dick Stiffen's 3-week boot camp. Get hard, stay hard, Alpha Male Clinic. If you're not ready to show up and give 110%, then just stay home and beat off!
Welcome back, folks. It's JJHI Radio. You bet your ass. The 20s. A time of turmoil. Growth. Change. Confusion. And androgyny. And most importantly, a time to be heard without listening. Our modern language, English, is changing. It is immortal. However, it has shifted. New generation has found a way to assign relevance to vagueness. Importance to the baffling. And now it's bussin' for real, for real. This drip is fire. Nay, the old mids shiz. Skuz, and I oop. Save the turtles. And now the peeps are all slimed up with grizzle jizz from an ancient skin composite. That's not all. It's the joint. It's the dank. It's the technar of our trap. And that also begs asking, who bees in the trap? How sus be they? Why not pound that two-holer and tag in for more wet fun? A reasonable question, we think. So tonight we will explore what is and is nay bussin'. Nay bussin'. Cap, no cap. On God or off Satan. +210 888-9198 is the number to call this evening if you'd like to speak with us here at JJHI Radio. I am your host, JJ Head. And I think for certain that this program is indeed bussin' no cap. It is on God. It is off Satan, and it is not sus in any really measurable way, folks. +210 888-9198. If you have a comment for us, maybe you'd like to be heard, maybe you have some thoughts on modern English. Also, you can write to us. admin@jjheadinterests.com. We do like to check the inbox from time to time. As a matter of fact, let's open it up right now, if you don't mind. Our first email this evening. Andy in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Andy writes, JJ, for real, bussin' no cap. This drip is mad sus. What can I stick my wiener in tonight? Well, Andy, it depends if you want to go animate or inanimate. You sound like a man who typically likes to hang with inanimate. In that case, you then have to make the logical decision of cold or hot. If you're thinking about going on cold, I like the cherry Jell-O. But if you're thinking about going the warm route, that's when it really gets interesting. For many years, the United States military has experimented with different forms of gelatin, both for sustenance in a survival situation, as well as just for general morale boost. You know, soldiers in the 1970s, you know, right after Vietnam, were experimented on in a number of different ways, some positive, some not so positive. But oddly enough, warming up over a hot campfire a jar of Nutella, and once it reached just the right temperature, just dipping the pinky in there, taking a little taste. So you're checking the temp and the flavor. When it was right, they asked the different test subjects to go ahead and bust out the old cock, if you will, and jam it in there. And Andy, I can tell you from personal experience, if you've never stuck your genitals in a warm jar of Nutella, my friend, allow me to show you the light. Thanks for the message, Andy. Wish you all well out there in Chattanooga. 210-888-9198, the number to call. We're talking about Nutella. We're talking about New English. Is your hairstyle bussin', for real, for real? Or is it just straight bussin' by itself? Would you describe it as bussin' no cap? If not, why not cap? Going back here into the inbox, Evan from Austin. Evan writes, Jeff Head, will you shut the hell up? Well, Evan, no, I will not shut the hell up. It's my program. Why don't you shut the hell up, Harry boy? If you're finishing up some diarrhea tonight, why not finish it up with the Huss? 210-888-9198. We don't mind. You don't have to flush yet. You can save that for the program here on the. Yep. In the news, Kevin McCarthy failing a lucky seventh round of votes in the House. The man just doesn't have a chance. He can't catch a break. Feels as though Trump is now the bad luck charm of the Republican Party. That said, if Kevin McCarthy could be handed a warm jar of Nutella, he could stick his genitals in, and maybe he'd find himself in a better place. 210-888-9198, the number to call, and we have a caller this evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mr. Head.
Thank you for calling me Mr. Head. That's very good. Yes.
Yes. You mentioned Jell-O in your preamble.
Yes. Thank you for calling it a preamble.
And, yes. I wanted to share with your listeners a story. I served in the Vietnamese War, and I was testing group that was using what they called coconized Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
They would put it in our eyes,
mm-hmm.
and it would really light a fire in our belly, and we would attack with abandon.
So,
and to this day,
yes,
well, I have a hard time with Jell-O. I can't be around it. It's a trigger, and so I stay away from the stuff.
Mm-hmm. What flavor Jell-O was it that they had you rub in your eyes in the war in Vietnam that ignited a murderous passion?
Typically pistachio.
Pistachio Jell-O. Pistachio.
Most things were pistachio flavored.
Interesting. Slightly salty, a little earthy, just enough to make you a murderous man, correct?
Well, it was the cocaine that they were putting in the Jell-O.
Oh, wow.
But yes, I did things I'm not proud of.
Kind of the cherry on top, isn't it? Yeah. So, okay. The Jell-O rubbed in your eyes basically gave you a hard-on bloodlust to kill Asians. That said, if you were today to dip your genitals in a warm jar over the campfire of Nutella, what do you think would happen then?
I think I would probably have genitals covered in Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would probably be worried about animals coming to attack my genitals.
Sure.
While I slept. I was once sniffed by a bear on a mountain, and I learned that you have to be very careful when it comes to food preparation.
Yes. You have to wash your hands. Absolutely.
Yes. If you're suggesting that a mere Nutella spread on my genitals would cause me to go into some type of killing rage,
mm-hmm.
I assure you, I would not.
Well, I think where I was trying to take this was that again, the Jell-O in the eyes made you want to slaughter Southeast Asians. However, the Nutella on the genitals might just make you want to impregnate some of them, if you know what I mean.
Impregnate an Asian person?
Yeah, engage in consensual, in this case, sexual activity.
I always wondered this. Are the genitals considered the shaft and the balls, or is it just the whole region in general?
I think it's any erogenous zone. So it could be it really could be the gooch. It could be the tip.
Okay.
It could be the full shaft. It could be the balls, the tip of the balls, the prostate. I mean, we could take this any kind of direction you want, really. Personally, I find that the standard shaft is really mids. You know what I mean? If we're looking for the highs, you really got to go and hit all buttons, if you know what I mean.
I think if we're talking about erogenous zones, the shaft is fire.
Right? I'd agree. I think most 20-year-olds would agree. Yes. That is the bussin' for real, on God, no cap, highs of standard sexual intercourse.
Yes.
Are you following this drip?
I'm trying. I'm very old.
I understand. Vietnam was a long time ago. McNamara is a dead man these days.
Indeed.
We will be right back here on JJHI Radio. We're up against a break. Can you stay on the line for us?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We'll be right back here on JJHI Radio.
Now 225, 225, 225. Anybody want to go 225? Now 250, 250, now 275, 555, 275, 55, 275. Now 300. All right, folks. First, we've got lot number 69. We've got this double-sided dildo going. $150 where? We got $150 bid. Now 175, now 175. Anybody want to go 175? Now 200, $200 now. Now 225, 225, 225. Anybody want to go 225? Now 250, 250, now 275. 555, 275, 55, 275. Now 300, 325. Where 320? I'm kind of drunk.
No problem.
You know.
That's okay.
I'm working on it.
Tonight on CSI Houston. Dicks have been going missing all over this goddamn town, and you're gonna play victim just because we searched your pants and didn't find anything there? Bullshit!
Where are the dicks, Chris?
Just tell us where the dicks are. They could be at the bottom of that goddamn Terre Haute Reservoir for all I care. Just tell them where they are.
Are they buried? Are they in your backpack somewhere? People are dickless, Chris. And you may become one of those people. It's time to tell the truth.
127 dicks gone last week. 150 dicks gone the week before. Where is it all going? It's got to be somewhere. You got to give me something.
The longer you hold out on me, the less I can help you, Chris. I want to help, but you're giving me nothing here. Where are the dicks?
Show me the fucking dicks! You expect me to believe that? Bag of dicks nobody bargained for tonight on CSI Houston.
It's JJHI Radio, and we're back. I'm your host, JJ Head. We're talking about a number of different things. First of all, 20s slang, that bus and drip, we're dripping, if you will. And we're also talking about different experimentation. Andy from Chattanooga had sent us a message, you know, asking about what he should be engaging in intercourse with. And I had mentioned inanimate objects. We do have a caller who had some experience with Jell-O in an experiment, but he's interested also, I think, in the Nutella, the warm Nutella over the fire. Is that correct?
Yes, that does sound appealing.
So, what do you have around the house right now? Do you have a jar of Nutella?
I do not, but I do have some Vegemite.
Vegemite, very good.
I visited Australia recently.
I was going to say, if you've been to Australia, you know a lot about Vegemite. The closest thing a man can get to warm veg is warm Vegemite. So can you start a fire there where you are?
Yes, I am indoors, but I could do that.
Go ahead and start a fire.
Okay. Let's do that over the old kitchen sink.
There you go. Yep. Just a couple pieces of wood there. Okay. Yeah, just light that. Okay. Blow on it. You'll want to blow on it a little bit. Get a little bit more oxygen going in because you got to warm it up quick.
Okay. Yeah. We got something going here.
Good. A little bit of smoke there. Okay. Now, take that jar of Vegemite and put it right over that fire. Don't put it over the mids. Okay. Put it over the fire. Okay?
Okay. Got it. I got it over the fire.
All right. Is that shit bussing yet?
Is it what?
Is that shit bussing yet?
Bussing? I'm sorry.
Take your index finger, stick it inside the jar, let it sit for a minute.
Okay, it's very hot.
It's okay, there you go. So it's fire and it's bussing, potentially. But does it taste bussing? Try it now.
Okay.
That's bussing.
I think it's gone bad. This is this Vegemite is very old.
Hey, it ages like wine. The older, the better, my friend. Try like it one more time.
Like an aged cheese.
You got it. It's a little stout. A little sharp tasting at first. Now try it one more time. Now that you're acclimated.
It's not bad. You're right. Now that I know what to expect, it's okay.
On God. That, my friend, is bussin'. Now, proceed to put your genitals inside of the Vegemite jar.
Are you really pushing for this? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Yeah. I only have one testicle. I don't know if that's a problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's a solution. My God.
Okay. Okay, I have dipped a ball in.
Good. And what are you feeling?
In there. It feels warm.
Okay.
Feeling, more blood in that area than usual.
Good.
Feeling, kind of frisky.
Okay. All right. I want you to look this. I want you to go on your smartphone. I want you to go to xnxx.com.
There's okay.
You see the search bar there? All right.
Yeah.
I want you to go ahead and search Kobe Tai, K-O-B-E, space T-A-I, and look at that and tell me what happens then.
Just one second. Let me follow here.
Yeah.
We're going to the... take it. This is a job for the good old incognito browser.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what are we doing here again?
Just type in xnxx.com.
xnxx.com.
That's bussin', yes.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, and we're going to...
Just type in the search bar there. K-O-B-E.
Okay. K-O-B-E.
Space. T-A-I. And tell me what happens.
I'm only getting some very old content.
Yes, but look deeply into it with your genitals and that Vegemite, and tell me what happens.
I'm just not sure what defines this genre, to be honest.
Don't focus on the genre. Focus on the feelings.
Well, my genitals are stiffening right up.
Excellent.
Oh, but I am getting a bit of an urge to murder.
Another helped caller there. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Have you experimented with Vegemite? Warm Nutella? Do you think that's mids or highs? Are you a skis-skis-skis-skis-skis-skis-oop? Have you saved the turtles? Are you slimed up with the grizzle jizz? We want to know. 210-888-9198. The number to call to be here on the program. Fairly interesting that Andy from Chattanooga was able to inspire such a conversation. We're pretty excited about that. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Just get him in, folks. And you're on JJHI Radio. Welcome.
Hey, JJ. This is Little Susie again from Middle America. Do you remember me?
Yes, Little Susie, young lady. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me again. You remember a while back, you helped me with some bullying issues that I was having related to my adult developed voice at my young teenage age, 14.
Yes, that shit's mids for sure.
Yeah, that's actually the reason that I called. I was just wondering, well, I'm having another problem now. The kids are making fun of me because I don't have very cool vocabulary. Okay. And I was just wondering if, well, I heard that you were saying some pretty cool words on your show.
Sure.
And I was wondering if you could help me learn some cool words.
Well, what's the goal other than learning words? Or what are you trying to express to these young, foolish people?
Well, I just want to be able to say some cool words like the rest of the kids my age group that are, you know, average age of 14 years old again.
Okay. Do they have nice haircuts?
Some of them, but I think mine is nicer.
Good. So your hair is more bussin' for real than theirs. Your shit is straight bussin' for real, no cap. Theirs is nay bussin', cap off Satan. Right there.
Okay.
That shit is mids, is what you would lay on them. I mean, those haircuts will not expectorate any grizzle jizz from any ancient skin composite.
Oh, I'm sorry. What does grizzle jizz mean? Also, is this an all ages show?
No, it's not.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyways.
Yes.
Can you tell me what grizzle jizz means, Mr.
Head? It's a very exciting substance. I mean, it could be an orange crush soda. It could be Play-Doh.
Oh.
It could be liquid gold.
I like all those things.
I mean, that type of stuff slaps. You know what I'm saying, my guy.
I don't, but I do now. I think I should maybe write these down. Also, will you see any of these words on the most recent version of the SAT? I know it's a bit early to be preparing. I am just 14 years old, but
you know,
in the future, I might want to include some of these words in my vocabulary. Do you think that it'll be on the SAT?
Possibly. You may have to glaze the SAT 5 or 6 times to really get it bussing for real. On God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you following this drip?
Drip. Let me write that. Drip. Is that a cool word? Drip?
Yeah, it's a great word. It's a great drip. Make drips great again, right?
Yeah.
Are you glazing this?
Sounds like something Huh?
What you may want to do is slide into someone's DMs, right? Take a look.
All right.
Take a peek. Maybe be a bit sus while taking a peep at their pictures and taking a look, specifically fixating on the hizzy hair, and you say, "That's nay bussin', friend." Shit is not low key.
Like, this sounds like a pretty good strategy.
Yes, and you sound like a very reasonable 14-year-old young lady.
Thank you, Mr. Head. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate all of your help that you give and advice that you give to all of your young listeners. It really helps us youth out.
If I can be the jackhammer that breaks through the walls that these morons set up for young geniuses as yourself, by God, I'm doing his work. On God, no cap, for real, for real.
Amen.
+210 888-9198, the number to call this evening. We do have some time left here, about midway through the program. Do call. We've got an awful lot more here left on the program. JJHI Radio, I'm JJ Head. 210-888-9198. Slide into my story, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, you're listening to JJHI Radio. Radio.
All right, every one of you, eyes fucking forward. In 2 minutes, you will all be in the presence of the genius behind the Dick Stiffins Boot Camp. To stay hard, Dick Stiffins himself. Damn.
You see, it's all about mindset.
It's what's in your head.
Lieutenant Head.
Lieutenant Head, tell them what's in your head.
Take your hands off your cocks, and you will keep your filthy sewers shut. And you will address me as sir. You will stand at attention. Do you understand it?
Listen up, you scum maggots. You're all here for one reason. Because you're tired of your wife's boyfriend telling you how to live your life.
Now I'm here to teach you one thing. Get ready. Sign up now for Dick Stiffins' 3-week boot camp. Get hard, stay hard, Alpha Male Clinic. If you're not ready to show up and give 110%, then just stay home and beat off. I'm here to teach you how to go from being a beta to a beta plus.
It's JJ John Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
It's JJHI Radio this evening. So happy you joined us. Yes, you. You might be listening to this in your car on the drive into work, or perhaps on the drive home. If so, thank you. We're on Spotify, JJHI Radio. But of course, the easiest ways to get it exposed to this program is by listening live, like you may be tonight at almost 9:40. On a Wednesday, every Wednesday, every month, almost, at jjhadinterest.com. You slide down, you scroll down there at the bottom of it. There's a little player, and you click play. You can also listen to all the episodes on a rotation by doing that. Or if you're a real piece of shit, then be my guest and click I want my damn podcast now. And you can listen to every episode whenever you want, wherever you want, however you want. Fine by me. We're just here to entertain you and inform you. Ashley from Atascocita writes, JJ, I want to make love with you, but I can't help but throwing up anytime I've seen a picture of you. How do I get over this stage fright of mine? Well, Ashley, everyone could lose a few pounds, you know. (210) 888-9198, the number to call. Are you bussin'? Is that hair bussin'? No cap? On God? Off Satan? Is it sus? Have you pounded that two-holer and tagged in for more wet fun? When did you do so? I don't know. But you can call us at 210-888-9198. Because we want to learn more. Oops, save the turtles. What does that mean? Well, if you're a VSCO girl, you're trying to save the turtles one plastic bottle at a time. So instead, you find as many possible chemicals out there. You stir up a big epoxy, you dip a metal can in it, and you say to yourself, I saved hundreds of turtles by drinking out of this water bottle. So skisk, and I oop. See? That ain't mids. That drip is fire. Yeah. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. What I'm really excited about is that we haven't heard from Pam at all this evening. I've got to tell you, it's really getting out of hand with that woman, you know? At least I think so. Sandy from St. Pete, Florida. I think we've heard from Sandy before. Writes to JJHI Radio. Is it fire? I'm sorry. Are breast implants fire? Well, they can be. Depends how big. She asks, what's the recovery time for calf implant procedures in Colombia? I think we covered this a few episodes back, actually. But, you know, if you're talking about breast implants, I think it's 8 months. But the calf implants, I think it's a little bit less. It's more like 3. Thanks, Sandy. It's like we got another caller here on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. It's Pam from HR.
Oh, wonderful. Just in time.
Hi, JJ. Well, just wanted to call because I actually have some good news for you this time.
Oh, isn't good news. Exciting? Yes. Good news on a new year. That's great.
Yes, it's, well, I'm excited about the new year, and
yeah,
Yeah, well, we heard about the youth outreach that you were doing and helping the bullied youth of America.
They're reaching to me, Pam. I'm not reaching to them. They're reaching to me, and I'm just trying to be helpful.
It's a two-way street, and we appreciate that. On
awful way to describe that. Yes.
JJ Head Industries. We're going to present
Pam,
you with a...
Pam, so let me stop you right there. JJ Head Interests, not Industries. You've been working for us for how many years now?
Well, sure, but the parent company is Industries. Right.
I'm not supposed to say that. But okay, yeah, go ahead, Pam. Great. Whatever.
Well, you know.
Fucking exhausting.
You don't have to take that tone. I just wanted to let you know that we'd be sending you a certificate of achievement that you can put on the wall of your office. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Pretty fire, isn't it?
It's bussin'.
Glad you agree.
It's bussin'. There's that kind of drip in the trap, especially your trap, Pam, is something I think I can get down with. Definitely on the low key.
Well, I don't know what all that means, but it sounds very nice. So.
Do you want to smash? We'll just put it out there. Like straight smash.
Is that slang for something? Or
yes,
it's
slang for brainstorming new solid ideas that reduce exposure and create visibility in all the right ways, Pam. Smash it.
Oh, sure, that sounds like, really sounds like some of the higher-ups at JJ Head Industries would really be interested in.
I think so. Yeah. I think they're good people. I think, you know, you get the right kind of females in the room, and it could be a smashing good time.
Sure, okay, great. I'll just go ahead and transfer that memo to the executive team and tell them that you want to smash.
Just get it over to Rachel. You could put an invite together, a little smash fest Thursday evening.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Your place?
No. That's a TBD there. We'll see if we can't reserve a private room somewhere. I think you'll like this, Pam.
Actually, I think conference room 69 is open. You want to book that room?
Sounds good. 210-888-9198, the number to call here on JGHI Radio. We got a few more moments this evening coming up on 10 o'clock here Central Time in Houston, Texas, Kingwood, Texas, Porter, Texas, whatever Texas you want to call it. Down by the river, we're here, we're live. For about 12 more minutes. So we can take your calls at 210-888-9198 if you want to be heard live. Perhaps you have some comments on, you know, Pam's congratulations or efforts to organize a smash fest on a Thursday night. Not a bad deal, folks. Certainly if you're with the right group, right? The number to call. I think we can take at least one or two more. Twerktron, you good with that?
Hell yes. Call now. Right now. Get your genitals out of the Nutella. And call JGHI Radio. 210-888-9198.
Torquatron, they're getting a little excited. Great. Next week, Dick Stiffens will be joining us to talk about the 2023 Tent Fart Revival, coming to a small county fair near you. Also be talking with Nico Sanchez. Nico Sanchez will be discussing new and interesting ways to seduce female police officers. Very interesting discussion coming up. And also, following next week's show... Whoa! Twerktron does not have control over it. But following next week's show, Dr. Petrie Hawkins will be joining us to discuss interstellar crystals and which orifices to stick them in. We do have a caller here. Welcome to the program.
Mr. Head.
Yes.
Good to be here.
Thank you for calling me Mr. Head. Yes.
Great.
Yeah, it is great.
I'm an investor.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get a little traction on a project I have invested in. And
okay.
Well, I just thought leveraging your platform would be something that would be mutually beneficial.
Okay. How much money you got?
So, $500.
Okay. And how much of that is mine?
It's all mine as of now, but perhaps you can win a big cut of this if you'll hear me out.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Shoot. Sounds good. I'm going to just put on mute here and close my eyes. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I can only assume I'm speaking exclusively to your listeners then. That's fine. So.
Spit it out, asshole.
I'm getting there. Our project is a translator, real-time translation between older generations and the younger generation. So I thought this was a very fitting platform to talk about our project. Is this something that you might be interested in investing in?
I'm listening.
Imagine, Mr. Head, you could, I'm assuming you're a grandparent. Imagine you could speak with your grandchildren just like, you know, the nonsense that you were, you know, clearly emulating the youth over the course of this program. Imagine you could actually communicate with efficacy with your grandchildren just by talking into a box and having that box repeat your words back in a format that your grandchildren can understand.
Whose box would it be?
Well, whoever pays for the box.
Where do you go get the box? You go down to like to Harwin or Richmond or what? Just get some box off the street or what?
You're making a sex joke. I see. Well, not that kind of box.
It's not a joke. It's just a question.
Not that kind of box. More like a Google Home device, if you're familiar. I don't know how old you actually are, but I'm assuming you're within the technologically savvy range.
Let me stop you there. So you're saying that what if I could go get it in a pre-existing product that already exists and scream into it from time to time, and then my grandchildren eventually can understand me and I can understand them. That's what you're selling? Is that correct?
We've done a lot of market research, and we haven't seen any kind of product like this. So I would
except
really like
for what's
to know what
already
you're referring
out
to.
There, right?
Okay. Well, why don't you try communicating with me in the colloquial tongue of the youth, and I will use my box and translate and see how accurate you are.
Great. It's the joint. It's the dank. It's the technar of our trap. And that also begs asking, who bees in the trap? How sus be they? Why not pound that two-holer and tag in for more wet fun? Slide into that drip.
Okay, just give it a moment here.
It's taking too long.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the sun. Oh, you're reciting Shakespeare. I'm impressed. But I can't help but to think that that was just a coincidence.
Try this one. This drip is fire, nay, okay. Nay, the old mid-shiz. Skiz, 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 and I oop, save the turtles, and now the peeps are slimed up with grizzled jizz from an ancient skin composite. What you got?
Okay, just give it a moment here. Okay, okay. I am a log driver. I am all that is man. Here is my axe. I'm swinging it hard. Okay? Kind of poetic.
Fascinating.
I'm not sure what you're trying to say. Sounds like it has sexual undertones.
No. It's about finding the right vocation for a cis male. So I think that's not far off. So it looks like you do have something there. I was a little premature to slide into your whatever the hell it is. But so, okay, so what do you need from me? You need exposure. So therefore, at this point, you're on the clock. And if you're on the clock, that means I'm on the clock, which means you need to pay me, right?
Yes, as I mentioned,
great.
$500.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let's set that up. $500, you can go ahead and do it to JJHI Radio 1 on Venmo. Yeah.
Mr. Head,
thank you for calling me Mr. Head.
I have not even plugged the product.
No, I think you have. I mean, yeah, okay. As soon as you pay me, pay the program on JJHI Radio 1 on Venmo, then there can be additional plugging. I'm cool with a plug fest. Trust me. There are pictures.
But as of now, nobody knows how to support the Kickstarter.
Well, they can pay me at Venmo, at JJHI Radio 1 on Venmo.
So you're not going to let me give the Kickstarter name?
No, go right ahead if you want. Kick it off.
Just checking. It's called From Fogey to Youth.
Sorry, go ahead.
From Fogey to Youth, and that two is with the number two. Fogey to Youth translator on Kickstarter.
So Fogey Tooth on Kickstarter.
Fogey to Youth on Kickstarter.
Fogey Tooth on Kickstarter. That's great, yeah. And you can also send any of those initial donations for verification and handling over to JJHI Radio 1 at Venmo.com or the Fogey Tooth. If you want to donate to the Fogey Tooth, we have no problem with that. But just make sure that if you're going to Two Youth, Fogey it, Fogey Two Youth at Kickstarter is a great place to start. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Fogey Tooth yourself.
Yes, Mr. Head.
Thank you so much. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Oh, my God, we've only got 1 minute left. But I'll tell you what, we sure have appreciated every phone call this evening, every email, every good thought. Oh, my God, the phones have closed. We're closed out. Twerkatron, anything you want to say here this evening to the audience before we sign off?
Yes. I want you all to listen to JJHI Radio every morning, every evening. I want it in your head. Listen to GJ Head forever.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is now 10 o'clock. Another dynamite show here from Houston, Texas. Join us next week at 9 p.m. JJHeadInterest.com. Spotify, JJHI Radio. Have a good evening.